Chapter 35. What the hell was that? Aurora's pacing, furious. It's just her and me. She demanded we be alone in the medbay. Even Avery is gone. Aurora is scary when she's angry. Why am I even in here? Aurora, Larson didn't know. Didn't know what? The temporal lobe epilepsy or whatever it's called. It wasn't on Jaden's medical report. He either lied or nobody caught it. Larson didn't know. Couldn't have anticipated it. He anticipates everything. Look at you, advocating for Larson. Whatever. It's good to know our saviors in white suits are right next door, but he's still playing with our lives. That's bullshit. This is supposed to be fun. You know, fun, fun, fun. I hear you, Aurora, but this is serious training. Think about it. One of us is going to Mars, not winning a recording contract. She glares. Low blow, Smith, if that's even your last name. I take a step back. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Nothing. Whatever. Okay, listen, obviously we're stressed, close quarters and near-death experiences and all. And Avery? She annoys the shit out of me. Have I told you that? A bunch of times. Hey, where is she? Over there, banging on the wall nearest the other dome, trying to get them to rescue her. You better go get her. As I head out, I put my hand on her shoulder. Hey, I'm sorry. Are we okay? Whatever, I guess, sure. Then she looks right through me. I just really don't like being played with. Like, really. You're playing with fire if you're playing with Aurora. Oh, God. I have to tell her the truth. Now. Her eyes are burning holes into my soul. No? Wait. Let her calm down first. Later. I'll tell her later, after I get Avery. By the time I reach Avery, her palms are red from slapping them feebly against the dome's wall. Please. Please. Come back. Avery, there's nothing wrong with you. They're not coming back. It's time to come home. I'm tapping out. Please. I don't think you get to tap out on this stage. We're stuck with each other for the next 5 days. Unless you want to get your arm stuck in a mining machine. But don't get any ideas. Forget I said that. Come on. I take her hand and lead her back to medbay. On the way, she trips and falls. Avery, come on. You're making this harder than it needs to be. Huh? She tripped on a wrench. Who's leaving wrenches laying around? This isn't like we're in some ramshackle shed out back of Nana's trailer with two-bit tools lying wherever. This wrench alone probably cost 1,000 credits, and every single screw has been accounted for. But I guess we're just regular people, like the kid who forgets her drink overnight on the dresser, leaving a nice permanent moisture ring in the wood and nearly giving Dad a coronary, in case it wasn't obvious I'm that kid. I pick the wrench and Avery up and head back to medbay.